and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 251. Gosh, heading fast to 500.
We fed Lola.
Not even joking.
John is folding his washing.
Oh, aren't we domestic?
And he said he'd come round here and do mine, didn't you, Johnny? And then he's going to bring a steak for Lola.
Oh, she'd like that.
If we weren't social distancing, eh?
There you go. Oh, what a day. I've got a blinding headache, mate.
I'm going to Asda.
Only virtually, don't panic. Anyway, I need to see the chat and my browser's upset with me.
And I've still got songs to put in the spreadsheet.
Well, you carry... Ah, right, I've got the chat. Hey, hello, Jonathan. She is not starving, but she does a fabulous impression of being starving.
No, Johnny, that's how I read it. Somewhere between your writing and my brain.
Big gap there.
Tonight's theme is, well, it's ladies' night, but anything goes. So if you want to submit something to do with ladies, women, girls, that's fine.
Or just something that's a really upbeat party song.
Yeah, we've had a few of those.
That's what we're after, yeah. Upbeat party songs.
Like a bit of Quo, a bit of ABBA,
of
air guitaring. Anything like that. Because it was party night last night, virtually.
Oh, you know, last week when we did medical?
Yeah.
We missed a huge opportunity. Can't believe we didn't do this. Queen, another one bites the dust. How did we miss that?
I thought about it, actually. I thought it was a bit risque.
Yeah, it could be. Especially with the age of the cotillion. Exactly. Somebody could have popped.
Exactly.
No, don't go with that.
I'll stick that one in, Johnny. Single ladies.
Ooh. Hello, Paul.
Put a ring on it.
How is everything down under? CQ, Deb, CQ.
Do you come from a land down under? Single ladies.
2 weeks worth of socks. Jonathan, serious question. Apart from going out for your walks, why are you wearing socks? Are you not slouching around in your slippers?
Oh, God, last night.
Go on. At the party.
I don't know whether to tell this now and repeat it on...
Yes, do
on
that.
On Brooklands. Last night, we had to stand up for a toast for the ladies. And the jokes being made about, okay, who's wearing boxer shorts, who's wearing slippers. I didn't stand up because I'm wearing my jogging pants. But my excuse is my dinner suit trousers probably don't fit.
That was funny because it was on Zoom.
Anyway, I was doing the technical stuff.
You can't move. It might never work again.
Exactly.
No, I was on Zoom. And when he said, and please stand for the toast, I just looked and I thought, oh, no, crotch cam.
Oh, yeah, crotch cam. Oh, you were there, weren't you?
The cameras were at the wrong height for that kind of malarkey. I can assure you. It's like, please, make them sit down again. Oh, not good at all. Keep your feet warm. Oh, fair enough. But Jonathan, then they need washing. I've got, like, what would you call these? They're like therapeutic things. They're not slippers, are they?
No.
Like skull, whatever they were. Mine are like that. And I did have those, you know, the gardening clog type?
Yeah.
Look a bit like that. But they only worked with socks, believe it or not. So, no, these are very comfortable. And haven't I got about 27 pairs of them? Because I don't like going out buying shoes. Which, in hindsight, oh, what vision was that? Now I don't need to do that, which is good.
Johnny enjoyed last night's show.
Excellent. You love learning...
Text settings,
typography.
Don't say that too quickly.
What? Typography.
Settings.
No, don't, no. And he won a point. Yes, we're going to have to stop that, Jonathan. Put paid to that. Although, we've been up to mischief today, haven't we? And Mike is all, Mike knows what he's doing for the next 3 weeks. And I know what I'm doing for the next 5. Whoa, that's unheard of, isn't it? I have left a little bit of wiggle room in case something new comes out. New and shiny. We do like new and shiny. But basically, we're all topicked up. which is pretty amazing. So if you enjoyed the typography, you may well enjoy some of this. I know that's forward planning. It's amazing, isn't it? I actually enjoy doing that when you've got a grid in front of you and you've got like the show and then you've got the sections of the show and you start then putting stuff in. It kind of comes together. And I don't know of another way to do that, not even using Notion. This is in a spreadsheet. You couldn't do that in Notion, could you? Because if you look at the top, we've got two lines. We've got the show number and we've got the date underneath. And yeah. You can't do that in Notion. So much as Mike was like, actually, his words were, and I quote, let's make a Gantt chart in Notion. And I'm like, a Gantt chart? Mike doesn't like Gantt charts. And I'm thinking, how on earth are we supposed to put this on a timeline view? Turned out he meant Kanban view. And I'm like supposed to read his mind.
We have Pete and Annie.
Do we?
Yes.
Hello. Hello. Is that Mrs. Pete?
I was going to say, is that Mrs. Pete?
Is that Mrs. Pete?
Or is that daughter Pete?
Could be either. Mm. Pete will let us know. Anyway, sure hello Pete. And welcome to you, Pete and Annie. So it's in a spreadsheet. It starts off on the 27th, which is Black Friday. I better leave a gap there, hadn't I, for all the stuff on Black Friday.
Yeah.
Probably a bit too soon for a major unboxing. But 2 weeks yesterday, Mike's finishing for Christmas. So our Christmas holiday starts on the 4th of December.
It's Mrs. Pete.
Hello, Mrs. Pete. That started with Mr. Jane, didn't it? Didn't know Mr. Jane's name.
Yeah. John.
It's John, but he is forever Mr. Jane. In fact, so much did he take to his name of Mr. Jane. That's his name on Twitter, Mr. Jane. Oh, that started years ago in the live events, didn't it? About 10 years ago. And Jane's still with us, and so is Mr. Jane. Although they used to live in Australia, and now they live about 40 miles up the road. Oh, great fun that was. So the week after, I'm thinking unboxings. I've just got to make sure, because that's the day you finish. Do you think we, you know, like school when you finish for the end of term at 12 o'clock?
Hey, put a fennel in the basket.
Excellent, Mike. I'm talking about when you used to finish.
Yeah.
Could we do that on the 4th?
No.
Oh, does work not work like that? Darn it.
If I carried on working till Christmas Eve, maybe.
Oh, no, that doesn't work. Oh, do you know, I think that's the worst thing in the world, working Christmas Eve. I think I've only ever done it once, and once was far too much, and it'll never happen again. No. Christmas starts in October, except for my mother, where she started watching Christmas films in July. She did love Christmas, my mother. But, you know, you got to have the tree up by October. We were a little bit early this year.
There's loads of people who have got the trees up now.
Oh, yes, but I know. We had ours up in May.
Yeah.
We were definitely ahead of the curve. In fact, you know when the guys came round to do the fence next door?
Yeah.
They obviously took the old fence away. Nothing to do with us next door, sorted it out. I can imagine them taking the fence panels out and thinking it was a time warp. Like, whoa, we've been at this a while. They've got their tree up. It's been up since May. Nothing wrong with that at all. Jonathan might have to do an unboxing. iPad not too happy charging, and it's not the charger. Oh, which iPad is it, Jonathan? Mine is a November 2018 11-inch. And at the moment, it's all right. My favourite one is the 10.5 or the 10.2, whatever that is. 10.5, I think. And the battery's a little bit ropey. But I actually needed to buy a new cable for a particular iPad because it wouldn't charge with anything. It's got really upset with itself. Your mum used to work Christmas and Christmas Eve. You don't celebrate Christmas for obvious reasons. Don't see the point in taking it off. Have you had a word with Boris? Just an idea, Jonathan, because I am Christian, practicing Christian, and I don't think we should be having parties at Christmas. Christmas should not be made any more special than Diwali and Hanukkah and all of the others. So why give people 5 days to do very little apart from drink themselves into a stupor and pass COVID along? Why? Makes no sense. I know they'd do it anyway, but that's not the point. Mind you, Boris might not be there by then, the way he's going on, seeing as though he's given Priti Patel his full support. Pair of them will be out by Friday. Well, she might be. I don't think so, though. She's a bit of a chum of his, isn't she?
Mm.
And she's got that I've been watching Spitting Image, and they characterise them so well. If you've not seen any of it, because it's on BritBox, and I haven't got BritBox, but it is on YouTube. They've got Dominic Cummings as an alien, and it's just so brilliantly done.
Little Dommy Cummings.
Little Dommy Cummings. And they've got Priti Patel as like the Lady Vampire. Margaret Thatcher's biggest fan, the Lady Vampire. And, do you know, you look at the Spitting Image, yesterday when she did that apology, massive hair quotes, that really wasn't. The unconditional apology with the condition in it. I looked at her face and I thought, oh, she doesn't look quite as I remembered. And then I thought, that's because you've got Spitting Image in your brain. and she had this vampire outfit on. She would have looked good giving that speech with a vampire outfit on. Oh, that would have been good. It's the original. Oh, the big one, Jonathan, the 12.9. Ooh. I've got one of those. Both of them, I've got a Rev 1 and a Rev 2 of the 12.9, and both of them, the batteries are amazing. They last weeks. So if it's not charging properly, I think you might have overdone it. It might be curtains for that one. But will there be a new one in March? And even if there was, could you wait? Oh, no. Decisions. This is what we're like. Or could you go and get a 13-inch MacBook Pro with an M1 chip? I'll just leave that there, tempting you. You only use it to watch TV on, and TV's cheaper. Oh, no, an iPad's what you need. Honestly, it is what you need. What he's doing, in my mind, with this, we'll give you 5 days, but then we want a 25-day lockdown, is they know everybody is going to ignore this don't meet up for Christmas. So they're going to do it anyway. But if he doesn't sanction it and say, there, you go have 5 days, then he can hardly demand in exchange for it a 25-day lockdown. So seeing as though they're going to do it anyway, at least there's going to be a 25-day lockdown to pay for it. Which doesn't bother me in the slightest. You know, not been out since March anyway. Is it still 2020? And obviously with the tree up since May, we are living in a time warp. And you know what? I'm quite happy in my little time warp. Quite happy. Is there anything worth going out for anyway, Mike?
No.
No, there isn't much that Tesco can't deliver, apart from fennel. Which this week, it's in the Asda basket, is it?
Yeah.
The fennel is in the Asda basket.
I'm looking for chunky chips.
You look for chunky chips, but don't forget the dog sausages, because she's going through them at an alarming rate.
The little ones.
Yeah, the succulent sausages, 4-8 in a packet. He tried to sack her, but she slapped him and stole his dinner money. I can believe it. She's just got that kind of face. I mean, an apology that was unconditional. An apology isn't unconditional because you say it's unconditional. It's unconditional in tone and content. So when she said, I apologise if, stop right there. That's conditional. But there again, some of the words that I heard that were completely inappropriate words in the context, I wonder where they were educated. I mean, obviously, we know where Boris claims to have been educated, but I can't believe it. There are times I can't believe it. He's like a bumbling fool, and I wonder if it's an act. No one could be that much of a bumbling fool. Ooh, Jonathan's cooking dinner. I wonder what it is.
Deep crinkle cut chips.
Crinkle cut, good grief. Is it 1974 called and want their chips back?
All thick chips are out of stock.
Oh, last week it was fennel. So you make the decision, right? We're eating healthily. No fennel. Do you know what? Let's just get some frozen chips. Now, out of stock of frozen chips. I don't think that's anything directly related to the fennel, but you never know.
Well, let's get some of these deep crinkle cut one.
This is going to be interesting anyway. We could actually do with something that you can cook in a microwave, because we don't have a deep fat fryer, nor do we actually have an oven big enough.
Well, I've just cut some chips in the little oven.
How were they?
They're okay. I had to grill them for the last 10 minutes.
I know, we really could do with getting a cooker again. We lost the cooker. We've got hobs for hob lights, and we don't really need a massive oven. There's only two of us and the dog. And unlike Maya, who had handmade dog food from my mother, Lola's quite happy with tinned. Apart from that week when she wouldn't touch it.
Mm.
And she decided, right, Mike made lunch. And he puts Lola's down. She's not interested. Doesn't want the dog food. He wanders past with some fresh chicken, a fresh chicken salad. She was very interested. Obviously not in the salad. So Mike ended up eating the lettuce and she had the meat. No wonder she wouldn't eat the dog food. Good evening. Good evening, Tracy. There's a big difference between education and common sense. Oh, you're right there. He's not stupid, isn't Boris? He cannot be that stupid. But I think he thinks he wants to be like an affable fool. And it, do you know, it's worked for him so far, hasn't it? It has really worked for him. Ooh, that sounds nice. He used to eat spaghetti, you know. Not, I don't think it was proper stuff, but I used to like it. But obviously wheat flour, can't have that now. Never mind. There's plenty that I can have. Do you know what I was craving yesterday, Mike?
What?
This has not been eaten in at least 6-7 years. I don't know why all of a sudden. A baked potato.
Oh.
But not your cooked in a microwave. Looks raw baked potato. A proper one like Mum used to do with the spikes in them. Anyway, I went off the idea. Don't worry about it. Not eating potato in that long. So I went off the idea. Mm. That is Pete, Tracy. It's Pete and Mrs. Pete. So you really do know them. It's like Simon and Mrs. Simon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I do hope Simon and Mrs. Simon are okay. He was just coming out of, was it a week of it?
I think it was.
But it can get worse after a week, can't it? But he's a resident atheist who gets more prayers thrown at him than he actually knows what to do with. Oh, been on after hours for a while. Excellent, excellent. So we could actually tell them what we're doing next week, but, you know, why ruin a surprise? Although I did say last night, didn't I? I did say I would do a complete project job where we produce, where we work through, collect for everything from asset collection to the final EPUB for A Christmas Carol. And then 4 days later, that'll be the first Advent thing. It'll be in the Advent mail. There you go. We're easily confused, aren't we, Tracy? It does get confusing. That's going to be one of them. And Neil isn't here, really, so you could tell them about yours.
It's a bit of Power BI.
Oh, it's calculated. Jonathan will be getting exciting now. So really, because it's Black Friday and December the following week, it's fast forward to all of the things for New Year. So we've got, we're considering the Notion 2021. We have, what else have we got? Oh, the planning thing. That really is a Gantt chart, that one, isn't it? That's not a Kanban.
Yeah.
It's a Gantt chart. And I've basically got three separate weeks where we're putting stuff together from soup to nuts, with other things as well. So that's what we've got planned. I've got this one empty
that's what we
block.
Need the fun, that's what we need the fennel for.
What?
The soup.
Yes, that's true.
I never said funnel then.
No, you don't, but you don't put your fennel in a funnel. Because that'll only take us back to Lady Pipes. Don't go there, Mike. No, I've got one chunk that's empty and I'm contemplating what to put in it. I had actually just come up with an idea, but I didn't get a chance to go through the idea with Mike. We started it, but we got sidetracked on account of the fact the dog wanted feeding, so that was the end of that.
And walking.
Anybody got any ideas that they would like to see before Christmas? Because you all sit there and say no, and then when I come up with something, it's like, oh, wow, love that. So any ideas of what you would like to see? I've already had two emails about the PowerPoint debacle. People are absolutely gobsmacked. There's a northern phrase.
Mm. Gobsmacked.
Yes, that was a bit of a surprise. It's all right. It came as a surprise to me as well. And that's what I've spent most of today doing in my new toy. I'm even having to update the Notion stuff that we do for tracking the show, because there's a checklist and it says create keynote presentation, and it now needs to say, well, I thought create PowerPoint presentation. I thought, you know what, let's just leave it at presentation lest my mind be swayed again in the future. putting your name in fairy lights. How to do text in fairy lights for a Christmas card message. Right, I'm putting it on a post-it note. That's tantamount to guaranteeing it'll be there, Jonathan. The PowerPoint debacle. Well, actually, Tracy, to be fair, hello, Paul. It was the Keynote debacle. About 3.5 months ago, Keynote lost some slides, luckily, after I'd presented it. So I'm sat there, 2 o'clock in the morning, and these slides just disappeared. I actually saw them vanish, and there was no getting them back. So I wrote it off as a one-off. A few weeks later, it did it again. But this time, I was wise to it, and I'd already put in this backup in place. Not yesterday, but last Friday, so a week ago yesterday, I'm in the midst of the last throwing it together in the presentation, and Keynote refuses point blank to save the presentation. It just sat there with the slides, with a dirty message that said, you may have lost data because I'm not going to save the file. And it sat there like that for 23 and a half hours before it saved the file. I'm, of course, presenting 45 minutes after it first started. So I ended up with these slides in three different presentations, trying to patch them together in a live show to present them. At which point I thought, Keynote, three strikes and you're out. And then I looked around and that meant PowerPoint. I did actually briefly contemplate pitch, and much as though I think it's fabulous, it doesn't have all the features that I need. And a lot of it would be like uploading this and uploading that. So the only option I had was PowerPoint. And I was no great fan of PowerPoint when I switched to a Mac 14 years ago. And I haven't touched it since. About a year ago, Keynote started acting up again and I had to go to PowerPoint. The air was blue. I was lost. I was like a little kitten. Could not find anything. And I kept getting these suggestions that kept popping up at me and they weren't what I wanted. So I made a few of my own back. So at the point that Keynote's like three times, if I carry on using it and it keeps eating my slides, then I'm an idiot. That is then my fault. If it's happened three times and I carry on with it. So rather than moan about the fact it's eating the slides and having to put in, there is a backup that I have in place, which means I can get my slides back. I would never, ever lose more than 15 minutes work. But 15 minutes work while I'm asleep, because this backup runs constantly every 15 minutes, I'm not going to lose anything, am I? But while I'm working and I'm in the most intense phase of putting together the presentation for a Friday, which is any time after 3 o'clock on a Friday, that's the time I'm likely to lose the most. So when this message came up, that's the time I'm going to lose the most. I could stop at that point, go to the backup, get the last version out of it and start again. But I will have lost potentially 15 minutes when I can least afford to lose 15 minutes. So I decided I would have a look at PowerPoint with no hope whatsoever that it was possible to switch to it. There's so many moving parts to it. Everything from the templates and the themes right through to delivering the presentation. I know what Keynote does with three screens. What does PowerPoint do with three screens? I had no idea. Whatever it did with it, can I control it in another way to make it work? And I had no idea. So if you watch the, I think there was a little bit of it at the end of last night's show, I talked about the fact that I decided not to do the let's create all the niceties of the templates and stuff at the beginning. Let's do the can it be delivered? And it took about an hour last Sunday, I think. Yeah, last Sunday I was organising it. To make it do what I wanted, which was, can you put a slide somewhere that I can broadcast it? And can you put the presenter's notes where I can see them? To me, that was a fairly simple request. But given the fact that I have got three monitors, I could potentially put a fourth on if that's what it took. So I've got these three monitors and I'm broadcasting and I've got everything else going on. It was actually quite tricky, but in the end, I persuaded it. So at the point I knew I could actually present it, then it was a case of going back and thinking, and can you actually put the thing together? Oh, Jonathan, I'm liking the look of that. possibly without the gherkin. A little bit of gherkin goes a long way, but that does look rather nice. So I went back and I was a little bit clunky trying to put these slides together. And then after about a solid 3 hours in it, I'm thinking, that's good. That's good. Oh, that's nice. All things that Keynote doesn't actually have. So there are still things that Keynote is better for, but there's a lot of things that PowerPoint is better for. So I've already had two emails about it with, one was, how could you? Sorry about that, but you know, I've got a job to get done here and I don't want to do it with a rusty scalpel, which is the alternative. A rusty scalpel that's losing data. And the other one was like, oh, wow. You know, you've moved from Keynote to PowerPoint in a week. Tell us how, because I open PowerPoint and I don't know what to do. And I thought, yeah, that was me a week ago. So if that's of any interest, I could do that, because I'm already talking to somebody about how they would do that. It does have some really, really nice features. And once you've set things apart from the interface, it does actually remember, which is rather nice. So I surprised myself with it. There was one thing that was so funny, something that I'd done in Keynote, and I thought, can I do that in PowerPoint? And that's been a lot of my week. So I was at this point where I thought, right, that was what I did in Keynote. I'll do the same in PowerPoint. Oh, no, you won't, said PowerPoint. And I'm like, I'm fighting with it. But, you know, I want alternate colours, alternate row colours. No, you can't do that. I'm like, no, I will do it. No, you're not doing that. And I sat and I looked at it and I thought, hang on a minute. And there was a much faster way to do it in PowerPoint. But instead of thinking like a tram on a track, what I want to create is a table with alternate line colours, which it can do. It just can't make one of the colours white. Instead of thinking like that, you need to think, no. You don't need a table with alternating line colours. What is it that you want on the slide? And what it was to represent row height. So I thought, well, you just need shapes. Now, if you remember a while back, we talked about the fact that Keynote claims to have a duplicate command and it's broken. And it has been broken for the best part of about 4 years. And they've no intention of fixing it. PowerPoint has a duplicate function and it works. So while I was thinking about doing it in Keynote and finding a workaround for the fact that the duplicate function is broken, I actually managed to do the job in PowerPoint in about 2 seconds flat. So it's things like that, but you might have to change how you think. Ah, latkes. I've had latkes. Puzzled by the hash browns. Oh, they're a Hanukkah special, are they, Jonathan? Grandma thought she'd start cooking them early. Oh, fabulous, fabulous. It's a little bit like potato, isn't it? But not quite. They do look like a hash brown and they pretty much taste like a hash brown. But I think it's cooked from a mixture. So it's cooked a bit like an omelette. In terms of you stir it up and everything. Mike has made those, Jonathan, by hand. Ask him about it. It didn't end well. He was following a recipe. Not exactly to the letter. Not his fault, he claimed. Grandpa made them. Oh, amazing. You mean Grandma let him in the kitchen? I wonder what happened there. Are you putting a Christmas tree up, or do you not bother with a tree either, Jonathan? We've got the big tree up. We haven't got the office tree up. There was one year we didn't put the big tree up. It was the year Mum died. We couldn't move. The house was full of that much medical equipment. I think they collected 3 bottles of oxygen on Christmas Eve, and we were glad to see the back of it because you needed a fire service inspection if it had been there much longer. So we were glad to see the back of it, but we still had all kinds of stuff. So I said, let's put a small tree up in the office. And we did. And that was the year we got these beautiful, they're not exactly Christmas baubles because they're not baubles. They're like polar bears, but they look just like Maya. So we went out to this garden centre locally And we walk through the door and they've got one of those animatronics displays. This garden centre is really small, so I would not have thought they would have a display as big as this. It was Mayer to a T, and we'd only lost him 6 months before. So I'm stood there mesmerised by this animatronic, what looked like a Samoyed, but was actually a polar bear. And I'm saying to Mike, how much for the polar bear? Can we take it home? So, so gorgeous. Don't bother with the tree, but you like to see everyone else's. That's what we're like with the house opposite that celebrates Diwali. So they've got loads of lights on. And it's lovely to see it. But no, I haven't got lights up yet. Lights are on the tree, but they're not at the windows. Oh. Jonathan's eating latkes. I said you made those once. And once. It didn't end well.
Yeah.
But it was the recipe's fault, wasn't it? Not yours.
Yeah.
It said, put a cup of water in. So Mike picked up the only... what he knew as a cup... and put it in there. And I said, is this supposed to be watery? It was absolutely running all over the place. He said, well, it said put a cup of water in. And I put a cup of water in. And I looked and it was the biggest mug you have ever seen. And I said, Mike...
No, I was the biggest mug.
Well, true. I said, Mike, it didn't mean, you know, cup as in cup. I said, it's a genuine measure in the States. I said, and it's probably the size of a teacup, not this humongous mug. But once they dried out, they were okay.
So what do I know?
We'll have to filter it out.
I think I've improved since.
You have. So what we did with it was we strained it to get some of this water off and eventually managed to cook it. Yeah, they were very nice. But you wouldn't go near it again, Jonathan. A cup is not a mug. Which Mike now knows, bless him. And I did get you a fabulous funnel, didn't I?
You did.
Wasn't quite a lady pipe, but it's a good funnel. I actually was thinking, you know, we could do with another one for up here for the hand sanitizer.
For the lady.
For the lady.
Hi, Kim.
Hello, Kim. Drunken sailor.
What should we do with the drunken sailor?
That's probably just about the right approach to a marooned, you know. Hope you're feeling better anyway. What she missed. Peter misses Peter in. And Jonathan claimed victory last night. Won't happen again, obviously.
What are you doing?
we're sorted out for the next few weeks. It's amazing. Come here. Hello, Lola. Daddy will pick you up and you know you don't like that. Oh, look at you, big soft girl. Being cuddled by Daddy.
Go on, say hello in the microphone.
Right, I've had enough of that now. Keep rubbing me, Daddy. Oh, just look at this. Shall I try and get a photo of this? Let's try and get a photo of this. Oh, look. You big, soft girl. Shall we try and get your tail as well? Right, no, Daddy, I have had enough. She's taking photos.
You scratched me.
Yes, sorry about that, Daddy. Oh, yes. Look at that. I'll post that to Cloud App. Share it with you. I see her, the floor's covered in her fur again.
Yeah.
Never known a dog with so much
What's
fur. She's still blowing. What's 6 weeks and counting. Are you actually contemplating uploading that anytime soon at all? So I can share it.
Simon's not Tracy.
No, I haven't heard how Simon is, so it's fingers crossed on that front. He said he was feeling a little bit better. He may have got a better offer on a Saturday night than being with us. I mean, I know, just the thought is shocking. But hopefully it's that and nothing else. It's not uploading me image, Mike.
Oh.
Oh. Come on, Cloud App. Oh, no, it's crushed the darn thing. Right, let's come out of there and do that. Why does stuff just never just work? I'm old enough to remember when it did. Right, let's go back and find the images. Right, second one. I'll tell you what, send it over to me here and I'll upload it. On a proper computer. Yes, Apple, I'm complaining about iOS.
Not one of them phony things.
No, not a phony thing or anything else either. But you see, then I can't just upload that, can I? Because it's a high efficiency thing.
Yeah.
She's also a pain in the backside. And right, I'll convert it as well.
You've got to edit my hair out as well.
Oh, come on. We all know you've not had a haircut since this time last year.
Okay.
This machine is possessed. It says it's opening it, and then nothing happens.
Trio, trio.
Do not crash on me when I'm about to go into a five-hour music show. Do not ignore me. Do not pass go. Do not collect $500.
£200.
Was it?
It was in the London version.
Do you know I only played Monopoly once?
Oh.
Mum said she wasn't going to play again. It took too long. Which was the whole essence of the game. Oh, look
the
at
the link
her
to sign
face.
Into Apple's support community doesn't work for Paul in Safari on Biggles.
Oh, God, love you, Apple. You give us hours of endless
Try
fun.
A competitor's browser, Paul. That'll teach him.
That's the complete reverse of what happened to me, isn't it? You know, when I said you can't drag and drop from a browser, and clearly you can, but only if it's Safari. Safari will let you drag and drop, but Apple won't let anything else let you drag and drop. Couldn't make it up. Right, let's resize
Deb sent
that.
You something.
Ooh,
in,
right.
In what's it?
She's
Slack.
Actually, you know, on this picture, not Deb, the dog, reading the chat.
That's what she sent you. Look.
Ooh. That does look like Lola. I see what you mean about that there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what it is. So you need to sort that. Right. That should do. I should have a smaller copy of it that's on the desktop somewhere behind these 27 different windows I have open.
Lady by Sticks. I will add that one in, Paul.
Right. Let's grab that. And finally get Lady Lola uploaded where she needs to be. Ah, there we go. There she is, reading the chat. She does not like being cuddled, does she? She's too big for that, she says. She's a big girl. But Daddy grabbed her, and Mummy's got the treats. Look at that face and her little legs. I think she's got marginally more fur than you, but only a bit.
Lady Sticks. Is that like Lady Pipes?
Yeah, that's what we'll be thinking of when we're playing it. Oh, she's adorable, isn't she? I'll just read the chat and have a look at Jonathan Latkes. Mike, can you make me some Latkes? No, you wouldn't like them, Lola. You only like meat and things like that. Oh, and cheese. She adores cheese. So if we could have cheese ones, then she probably would. Probably. I had cheese with my dinner tonight, and she came in having seen the cheese pot. So I gave her a couple of pieces. What can I say? I'm soft, I know. Right, so I've got a request from Jonathan, which is for fairy lights with your name for the front of a card. Right, try a few ways to do that then.
Good girl.
Along with a MacBytes post-art book, we need a Lola calendar. Oh, Lola would love that, wouldn't she? A Lola calendar.
A Lola calendar.
A Lola calendar, absolutely. Do you know, we probably could do that, couldn't we?
Yeah. Mm. In all her lady positions.
Well, what was that day where she was upside? Oh, it was the fireworks one, wasn't it? She was upside down, showing everything she'd got.
I think we're going to go in a minute early.
That's because there was a bit of an issue. Do you want to share that?
You mean a snafu?
That was so funny.
What, snafu?
Yeah.
I play all the music that's being played this afternoon on Brooklands. I play it locally from VLC on my Mac, so I pump it through from VLC through Audio Hijack, and then it goes through to our broadcast server. And I'd set it all up to start at 12 o'clock. And I manually pressed play at 12 o'clock, and there was literally 8 hours and 1 minute's worth of music. So that should take us through to 8 o'clock. And at something like 20 past four,
randomly,
I just happened to glance up at my screen, and the VLC was there. And the Brooklands years was just about to come to an end, and it shouldn't have come to an end till 5 o'clock. And Elaine said, "Is there something wrong?" I said, "Yes, something's happened with the playlist on VLC. Now, it's not like it jumped over a track, because they're all about an hour, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
So it didn't miss a track out. I have no idea what happened, because I've not been keeping my eye on it all afternoon. And so what I did is I said, OK, what I'll do is I'll just start the Brooklyn's Years again, but I'll drag the playhead across and miss out the first 20 minutes. I said, and anyone who's listening, tough luck.
Did you, when you keyed it up, check that the actual source files were the right length?
Yeah.
They must have been to give you 8 hours
yeah,
and a minute.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'm going through what VLC is reporting as the length, and it's never reported wrong.
VLC is born of the devil, to be honest, isn't it? So VLC is, wasn't it Video Land something? It's a player, an audio media like player, audio, video, all kinds of stuff it will play. And it's incredibly powerful. You should see the preferences, the things that you can do with it and change. But there is a problem with it. The shortcuts are absolutely ludicrous. And if you press a shortcut that in a standard app would do a certain thing, and then, like, it doesn't do it, nothing happens, you think, OK, fair enough, that didn't work. But it will have done something else. The one that I like is Command and L, which I used for some particular reason, and it did madness. I think it turns on looping.
Yeah.
So when it's finished, it starts again. But the classic one is the one that you used.
Yeah. What I did was I didn't think I was in VLC. Obviously, the app at the time had the focus. I thought I was in something like Excel or some random app. And I pressed Command and Z to undo something, not knowing that the Command and Z in VLC randomizes the playlist. So there was the carefully crafted playlist
that has been advertised
to start at certain times, certain programs to start at certain times, and I just looked and it was playing something totally random. I thought, what the hell's gone on here? So I clicked on the view menu on VLC, or the playback menu, and it had a tick next to random, and it's like, oh my god, it's Command and Z as the shortcut.
Who would make Command and Z be random? Because it's muscle memory in every other app, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's totally ridiculous to do that one. But that's what they did. Right, let's make a playlist. What are we starting with tonight? Can we share that?
We are starting with Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves, Eurythmics.
Didn't we have that last week?
Yeah, but I like it.
Oh, well, in that case, you're in charge.
And seeing as it's ladies' night and brothers are brothers, sisters are sisters.
Oh, that'll work.
Followed by Wannabe, Spice Girls.
Oh,
because nobody wannabes the president.
That's true.
Followed by Uptown Girl, Billy Joel.
Yep, that'll work too.
And then we're into Kath's trio.
That's early.
Well, we could move a trio.
No, it's fine. Was
well, the thing was that I wanted to play Man I Feel Like a Woman. And Kath picked it as part of a trio.
Ah, so right.
So moved her trio up.
That's fair enough. Now I need to move this, and I can't move it to where I want to move it to.
So I've just given away the first four.
And then we got something from Jonathan, haven't we?
Yeah, after Castrio. Single Ladies, Beyonce, who I was thought was called Bay Once.
Oh, for crying out loud. The shame of it.
Because I'm not trendy.
You're not trendy, are you?
Thanks.
Do you know, I'm moving last week's show and I've still got that playlist that says T-Rex for Peter. The T-Rex for Peter playlist was the one the night that Peter was in hospital, if you remember. And I looked at all the songs he'd ever requested from T-Rex and I put together this playlist. And I was surprised at how many I actually knew. And it was 2.5 hours, the playlist. And that took us from 1 o'clock in the morning. Or was it an hour and a half? How long's this playlist? Let me find it. I thought it was 2.5, but it could have been 1.5. Well, let's have a look. 2 hours, 23 minutes it was. So whenever we went in from it, I'll set her off. Alexa's talking again. Whenever we set it going, right, it played for the first 2 hours, 23 minutes. And then it went into a loop because I deliberately put it on to play in a loop. So we'd said to his wife, she said, can you put some T-Rex on for Peter? And she's at the hospital talking to him and playing him music. And T-Rex was his favourite. So I threw together this 2 hours, 23 minute playlist. And she had it next to him playing. And we didn't find out. I was sat here working. And when it came to the end of the playlist, I was just checking that it did actually rerun the playlist. And yes, it did. It went back to the beginning. So I then went to bed about 5 o'clock on Saturday, Sunday morning. And we didn't find out until, I think it was lunchtime on Sunday, did we? That he'd passed away overnight. And when they said what time it was just at the end of the first time this playlist had run. So we actually heard the entire playlist, and then we left that running till the baby Jesus music early on Sunday. So I've still got that playlist. We'll have to turn that into a show. T-Rex. Right, now I've lost
it.
Hey,
did you get a programme?
For tonight's match?
Yeah.
No.
No, me neither.
No, stingy, aren't they? Stingy. Yeah. Right, so sisters are doing it for themselves. Wasn't that the one that I managed to get... a long version of, and it turned into an 8 minute extravaganza. I had no idea. There you go, the remastered version. We'll go for that one, although it is quite long, you know. Why is it shorter on one album than another? Right, what was the second one?
Wannabe, Spice Girls.
Oh, they'll love that. We'll get that one keyed up too. All right, so we've got the first two ready. That'll be fine. Shall we share what happened last week as we went out of the show?
What happened last week?
This one was a classic. I should have put this in the week at Matt Bites headquarters because obviously you guys know tech fail from start to finish. Right, what happened this time? We just went live from MacBytes, marooned at Matt Bites headquarters, straight into By Request, which is a music show, as you know. And we track what songs we're going to play in this set list, and it's in a spreadsheet. So we tried it in Notion, didn't work great in Notion, did it? So we decided we'd go with a Google spreadsheet, and it is a Google spreadsheet because we both need access to it at exactly the same time. So Mike had put the stuff in, hadn't you? Have you up to 15 on this?
Yeah.
Is there a gap on, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. So far, so good then this week. Because what actually happened was we were literally just about to play the first song. So luckily I had that one keyed up, and I went into the spreadsheet and I said to Mike, where's the stuff? And he said, what do you mean? I said, I'm looking at the spreadsheet and it's blank. And he said, well, you must be looking at the wrong page of the spreadsheet. I said, I'm not. So he went back in and his was blank. The spreadsheet had eaten the set list for a 5 hour show. 2 minutes into the show. That was not good. It was doing a keynote, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A definite keynote, that. So I said, there's revisions, isn't there? So I had to totally come out of it. So there was only one person in it, because obviously if Mike tried rolling it back, mine wasn't rolling back because, well, I don't, actually it should have been, but it wasn't. So I had to totally come out of it while Mike rolled it back. So he rolled it back. I then went back in and I said, it's still blank. Mike looks at it and said, good God, it's gone again. Have you made a copy of this, Mike, in Excel?
No. Oh, well, I did last week, but not today.
I do it today.
Yes.
No, Kim, we haven't heard anything. The last we heard from Simon, he was taking Dusty out for a walk, which was that Thursday?
I think so, yeah.
I think it was Thursday night. He was taking Dusty for a walk. So Simon was feeling well enough to take Dusty out. So hopefully, fingers crossed, everything's okay. But no, nobody has heard from him yet. Right, I've got all those keyed up and hopefully they won't all disappear.
Right, we've got 9 minutes.
Are you sure? So we're going in a minute early or a minute late?
A minute early.
Oh, a minute early. Fair enough. We can do a minute early. I am so far behind with the WhatsApp group. I've got a badge on my, you know, when you, how many comms you've got to look at. The last look, it said 100 and something. Let's have a look, where is it? 115. Yeah, I'll have to catch up with that. And charge that and tie a brush to it while I'm at it. You presume Lola's first sticks to everything except Lola. Well, she had done rather well Did she blow him in March? She did, remember. Didn't she? But only a bit. Last year, when she first arrived in October, I think she'd been here about 2 days and she decided she was going to blow her coat. She literally exploded. There was fur all over. And we took her out to, after church, we go, well, after church, we used to. We used to go to the parish centre for tea. And it doesn't say no dogs. And I thought, no one's going to complain, you know. So we took her in. She shed that much in the half hour we were there. Mike had to vac the floor before we went. Had to borrow the vac and clean up. So when she blows big style. And she has just done that. So at the moment, she looks really skinny because what fur's left is the shorter fur rather than the long stuff that kind of pushes out the rest and makes her look much bigger than she is. So no, her bum is not big. It just looks big in her fur. Is what she's
my
say.
Bum look big in this?
Do you know? I used to understand that, and then Kim Kardashian came along, and she looks like she's been inflated with a foot pump, and apparently that's the look to have. And I'm thinking, does her bum look big in that? Are you kidding me? Looks like a rising double moon. So I think now it's okay to have a big bum, is it? I'm not sure. I have no idea. And do you know what? I'm not leaving the house, so I don't care. I don't care about what size mine is or what size anybody else's is. And I think that's a good way to be. Other people are far too concerned with what other people look like. If nobody ever went out again, it wouldn't matter, would it? We could all just Zoom. And then you're all right. What's going on from the waist down doesn't matter, does it? Which sounds incredibly dicey. Can you use the fur for crafting? You can. Yes, people do knit jumpers from samoyed fur. So I would say it's hard to estimate when you say how many bags of fur she would have lost because it depends on how compressed it is. But as you take it off her and it piles up, I did have. Now, where was that? Oh, that could possibly have been in my slide database. I did have a picture of it. I had two photos. So there's a blue blanket and I'd been brushing her. And there's this pile of fur. And then I dropped a 12-inch ruler into it. So you could see the pile was probably about 2 foot wide, maybe a little bit bigger, and probably about 18 inches tall. But if you really screwed that up really tiny, you know, it would go in a freezer bag. But left alone, it's... there's quite a volume of it. And what a lot of the ladies, the owners do, they collect all the fur together and then they give it to people who actually knit with it or make yarn. So they actually turn it into wool, I guess. And then they, I mean, there's obviously some treatment goes on with it. Don't look at me, I've no idea. No idea. I got kicked out of home ec, ended up in woodwork and I was much happier. So I don't know any of the details about it, but yes, they do knit jumpers with it and they look adorable. And scarves, they do scarves with it a lot as well.
That's a good air guitaring song.
What is?
Johnny B. Goode.
Oh. Well, actually, it's the rock and roll show at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think we've got some like that on there. Oh, Jonathan's still talking about food here. I'm just looking at that...
Oh, that's a lovely what's it'll turn up tonight?
What?
Wendy.
Oh, yes, Mike's on for a possible hat-trick here, aren't you?
No, she's not been for 3 weeks.
No. I mean, we've got by request.
Yeah.
We've got a football match and potentially Wendy. Mike's going to be a busy, busy, busy boy tonight. What can I say? Kim, you are the only person on the planet who loved to go to the dentist.
Well, that's because she is one.
Well, she is now. I believe they do use some kind of device, Kim, so I'm guessing a spinning wheelie is probably what it would be. There was a group I used to belong to. It was called Sam Smiles, because obviously Samoids, when you look at their face, they look like they're smiling. And it was a lovely group. I was in this group from 2001. There was a fantastic lady in there. Do you remember with Taff? Mary with Taff. Mary was the wife of a guy. They lived in the middle of nowhere in the States. And she looked after everything while the guy was something to do with trains, old style trains. But it was very, very rural. And one night there was an almighty storm. And these three, what she thought were coyote or wolves, turned up at the door. And they just stood there looking. And she like, well, good grief, where have these come from? Totally bedraggled. Anyway, they disappeared again. And 2 days later, one of them came back and just stood there. And he seemed fairly tame. And she started giving him some drink. He was absolutely, there were photographs, and he was absolutely drenched. So talk about bedraggled was an understatement. Anyway, he decided he was staying. So she called him Taff, and it was something to do with some relative in Wales. This dog was crazy. He wasn't a wolf. She thought it was a coyote, but she ended up taking him to the vet and saying, you know, is he okay? And the guy's looking at him and checking him. And he said, yeah, I think he's a Samoyed. And she said, what's one of those? And she'd no idea. So he said, well, looking at him, he said, I'd get him to a groomer's. So she takes him to this groomer's. And the groomer agrees he's a Sammy, but his coat's absolutely beyond help. So they basically cut it back.
2 minutes.
And when he actually, you know, came to, and he when it grew back and he was a Samoyed, you would not have believed this. But the group was fantastic. And there was a lady in there who did that. So everybody in the group would collect together their fur and wool and send it off to her. And she would make things and then send them back. It was a lovely, lovely group. Sadly, it ended badly. Typical, hey? They were going to have a meeting called a party, as in paw of the dog, a party. And somebody came in and said, like, you shouldn't be talking about this because we can't go because we live too far away. And I thought, how rude. You know, people are just having fun. Leave them to it. This other guy came in and ripped him a new one and said basically what I was thinking. And then he got carpeted for not being understanding, and the group disbanded, unfortunately. I do wish people had more time for other people. Right, so for the moment on here, we're going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time.
1 minute.
Stay safe, guys.